we begin again. Allow me, if you will, to take you on a journey to a town that may resemble your own. This town, though, nestled in between mountains found in the Pacific Northwest, is not real. You won't find it on any maps. No stories or picture books of its pristine landscape and charm. For the sake of this story, it's an amalgamation of all small friendly towns that defined America before the all-consuming expansion of the information age. A Springfield. Except that it's not. It's Kolok. For reasons that you may one day discover. I am your tour guide, your unreliable narrator, game master, if you like, your chauffeur on the cerebral highway. You, podcast listeners, are my passengers. This show is recorded live weekly on twitch.tv/hyperRPG and encourages viewership participation. Members of the audience, passengers, make up the town of Kolok and its surrounding areas. So please, buckle up and enjoy the show.
Hello, and welcome to Kolok, America's heart. Life is generally easy in Kolok. The spirit of our small town is built around enjoying life, despite our technological empire. Kolok is like Paris. Art, music, and treasures of life are not just incidental. They are central to the spirit of our little town. This is a special gift for visitors and those who live in our vast green valley. Kolok's natural beauty can be thanked to the peaks that tower over us in our four corners, shielding us from the elements. Spend the day at Crater Lake, fed by the ever-flowing Riley River. America's heart. Enjoy our historic Main Street, or take a tour of our world-famous Shepherd's Winery. My favorite. Kolok prides itself in being a world leader in renewable energy and advanced medicine. All thanks to our most famous attraction, Synchronicity Tech. Many new families find their home in Kolok. Brought in to fill one of the country's most exciting genetic research facilities, many open roles. Science is at the very soul of Kolok, unlike anywhere else in the world. Gated by nature itself. You found yourself back at the start.
We begin again. 9 p.m., Friday, June 7th. 1991. Kolok High School football field, used twice a year. Once for field day, and in this particular instance, high school graduation. Typically, this ceremony would take place before sunset, but this is not a typical day or year. Kolok has experienced near perfect weather year round for the last 50 years, but no more. Unbearable, record-breaking heat has plagued this valley. The only escape is darkness. Joining us on this brown grass field is Special Agent Perry Bucket, FBI Department C, and his trainee, Sky Hawkins. It's her first time back on school grounds since the tragic events in March that changed her life forever. Miss Hawkins.
Yes, Agent Hawkins.
Not yet, not
what
even close.
What you said, you told me.
Just because you wear a tie doesn't make you an agent.
And sunglasses. You said I...
You're still in training, Miss Hawkins.
You ruin everything. The best thing I got was this harmonica with my name on it.
I don't know where you got that.
Great. We gotta start our band. Remember, you were saying we were gonna do it? You promised?
I never said anything about a band.
I told you, like, we should
wingman,
start a band.
Wingman, not band. Wingman.
Wingman.
No, not band, not the band Wings, Wingman.
I hear what I want.
I know this. I know this.
So Wingman and a band. That's the name of our band.
We're not forming a band.
Think about it.
You are almost an agent. You will not have time for such
almost pleasantries. Agent Hawkins. Has a nice ring to it. Were you asking me a question?
They see a few rows in, waving through the crowd, Billy Baker, Mickey Jones, and her new boyfriend, Tibby Devon.
Who's that boyfriend? That's news to me.
Would you like to roll your charm?
Oh, no.
Mickey was worried at first, bringing her chair onto the field, but the dead ground's strength is plenty firm for the heavy, but motorized now, wheels that she is currently riding on. Tibby stands in excitement. We saved you some seats! Over here! Come on! Why is she putting on sunglasses?
I don't know. Why?
No, dude, she's in the FBI now.
Do you see she's wearing a tie?
Does that mean something? I don't...
Guys, what's up? Almost Agent Hawkins here. Do I look different? Like cooler or like...
You're wearing a tie.
I know. I don't know how to get it off.
Did you, children?
I've had it on since the day you gave it to me, and it's like really tight around my
neck. How have you been showering?
With it on.
Really?
What am I supposed to do? You didn't teach me. I just put it on and then...
I'm supposed to teach you how to wear a tie.
It smells good though, like, you know, like soap.
I think you can just like pull, if you just...
Nah, man. Until I get a badge, this thing stays on. It's the only thing that makes me real FBI.
What, did you all watch some sort of movie or something that made this happen?
Everybody knows that ties mean you're an agent.
Yeah.
Really?
And sunglasses.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll pass on the note. It might not help with us being incognito in certain situations. We should probably stop wearing...
We should get disguises.
You should get colored ties.
I should grow a mustache.
You can try.
Okay. Sky, it's been so long. Like, how's FBI training?
It's really boring.
Oh.
They don't let me kill anything or anyone. And I just have to do paperwork.
So you have to follow the law.
Yeah. I wish I would have known that. I thought I was like a special agent, you know?
Well, they're called the FBI. I think they're supposed to follow the law like it's...
But I know, but you see in the movies when like there's that one, they're like, bring her in. I thought that'd be me. And then I'd be like, all right, time to die. And then...
You can't even crack your knuckles.
You're supposed to go up to the cops and you go, we'll take it from here.
Oh!
We'll handle it. We're the feds.
We don't do that. That's not how that works.
You're a stupid cop. Look at me.
Do you get to shoot a gun?
No!
She does not
get to
shoot.
Anything.
No, that's...
That's probably for the best.
She's in training.
I can shoot a gun. I've shot a gun before.
When?
Give
My
her
dad.
A gun.
Give me a gun.
Do you think I'll be persuaded by...
I'm gonna roll my charm.
I know what you're thinking, audience. That one of you probably has a gun on them. Please do not give Sky
How
Hawkins a gun.
How is the security at this high school?
Roll your charm, difficulty of 10.
Okay. 16. Guys, look. I got two guns.
Whoa.
Sky Hawkins.
Are those loaded?
Please.
No, come on, I'm the FBI.
There's still actions that have to resolve here. You don't just have two guns.
Finger guns, guys, watch out. But my real one is right...
Your real one is in the inside coat pocket of Agent Perry Bucket that you just happened to swipe from under his nose right now.
Look at my gun.
You shouldn't have just told him you took his gun.
Away.
It's on safety.
We're on high school grounds.
I know, and I'm an FBI, so don't test me.
You are an FBI trainee.
Almost Agent Hawkins reporting in with a gun.
It's not loaded.
That's probably good. Okay,
she
good.
She can hold it if it makes her feel better.
How cool do I look?
And then oh my God, she's got a gun! That girl's got a gun!
Excuse me, FBI.
Roll your charm, difficulty of 10.
was your result?
3.
Did you get a token for that? She failed.
Would anyone... You do get one token for the failure there.
Oh,
would anyone like to help Miss Hawkins in this situation narratively? It's up to you.
Guys, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to be cool.
If you would like, please make your way up to the microphone. How do you help Miss Hawkins keep from creating an overall panic for pulling out a gun at this graduation?
That's right, Ed! America!
Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Ed.
I'm gonna put the gun away.
Everybody in agreement with, that's damn right, Ed. This is fucking America. We bring guns to schools here.
It is the 90s.
The second
it is the 90s.
Crazy.
It's 1991. Yeah. Wait, nothing's changed.
Too real, man. Let us escape for a minute.
Oh, God.
I put the gun away. Everything's safe now. Everyone
goes. While all this general buffoonery is taking place, Marcus Bennett takes the podium to lead his fellow classmates, not the ones here at the table, as they are far too young, you see, and one's a dropout. No.
You made me. You said, join the FBI, be a dropout. It's what all the cool kids do.
Would you have rather stayed in school or joined the FBI?
I'm a dropout.
Marcus Bennett takes the podium to speak to the rest of his class and his friends in the audience. Please, Marcus Bennett.
Ooh, Marcus!
Marcus! Woo! Yeah! That's my friend!
I'm his boy! I'm his boy!
Timmy, shut up!
Dude, calm down!
Oh, you're right, babe.
You're
sorry.
Don't call me babe.
Well, before I even start, I see Sky in the audience and hold the gun, and I'm just like, typical Sky. And I stay far away from that guy as possible. And then I begin my speech. Good evening, parents, friends, teachers, mentors, administrators, and of course, the graduating class of 1991. Has the most fun. Okay. I would like to start today by taking a moment of silence in remembrance of Principal Jenkins. Today, we have become Kolak graduates. The home of the Phoenixes is now the home of tomorrow's doctors and lawyers, teachers and psychologists, musicians and engineers, architects and nurses. Maybe even a couple of agents. We all are here tonight to celebrate our triumphs, our achievements, our victories, both individually as a school and as a school, and the journey on which we have all embarked towards this future destination. Each of us has had our own unique experience at Kolak High, a combination of good times, bad times, times of laughter and joy, times of school spirit, and of course, times of last minute studying for Mr. Thomas's brutal history test, am I right? Oh, Mr. Thomas, your test is brutal! Graduation marks the end of yet another extraordinary chapter of our lives. With this chapter closed, I'm certain that many of us are already anxious about starting the next one because, unlike an English book, we cannot skip through the pages of life to see how long the next chapter is going to be. Marcus Bennett. We all have our own book of life that has not yet been written, and every day that passes is another page as we write in ourselves. Luckily, as Kolak High graduates, we have been all given the paper and the ink we need to write our own stories. It's a never-ending story.
Why are you looking at me?
I understood that reference!
You got that reference? You got that reference?
Sure. I got it.
Okay.
And with the help of Synchronity's now accelerated placement program, our stories will join the ranks of Mrs. Hall's required readings. The one thing I will reflect on as I throw my graduation cap up in the air and the way that Kolak has become my home. You see, I'm sure you all know that I am not from...
Marcus, everybody!
Sammy.
The one who messed up everything.
Where's Sammy been?
What are you talking about?
Marcus is the cause of all of it. But let's give him another round, everybody! He did it! He caused it all. It's like it was supposed to be a way, and then like now it's not. But it's okay because Marcus gets to do everything he wants. It's like when you wake up and you see everything and it doesn't make any sense and you try and figure it out and all of it leads to Marcus.
Look,
so,
Sammy, can we just talk? Can we talk about this another time?
We probably shouldn't have.
You want to talk
maybe
about it?
We should have checked in with him. You
know, should I go punch him?
You have a gun.
I know, but
what? Don't shoot him! What are you doing, Billy?
Should I go?
He's being a dick.
Should
you
I
don't
punch
shoot
him with
people
my gun?
For being dicks, Billy.
You otherwise, we would have shot you a long time ago.
You don't shoot people in the knees for being dicks. What's
okay, first
you?
Of all, Mickey, rude. You could shoot him in the kneecap, though.
So yeah, let's hear it again, everybody, because like, there's Bucket. Nothing better than when there's like a void that you can't figure out, and you know that for a moment there was love or something there, but you can't make sense of it. So it's gone. Everything leads back to one person. So Marcus, this is on you. All of this is on you. What happens to everyone up there graduating and everyone out in this field, this, whatever happens, it's because
I want to tackle him.
Fucking you.
Sky Hawkins would like to tackle this young man. This young man who at one point in time was, at least in his mind, an honorary member of this group, tied to them by the fate of a young woman he loved. But alas, he can no longer remember.
Yeah, but he treated her like shit, so.
This is also true. Sky Hawkins, roll your fight, difficulty of 8.
Mother.
That was a 1. If someone would like to help Sky Hawkins in this instance, I will require 2 individuals to help narratively.
So that's 1. That's 2. So just
you might want to save it to take it up to 2. That's my recommendation.
Ah, shit, guys, I'm sorry. I think Zach touched my dice.
I would require 2 narrative individuals to help in this instance. So please, the 2 of you in the front, go to the mic and tell me how you help Miss Hawkins in this instance.
Thank you so much. Sammy's gonna do something bad, I can feel it.
David Waters, the local prep, stands up.
Hey, I think I kicked that kid's ass one time. Kick his ass, Sky!
I'm gonna fucking kick his ass!
You motivate Sky Hawkins in this instance. That's exactly what she needed to hear to give her a little extra pep in her step. Please.
Beautiful.
Officer Blanco, look, I know it's your jurisdiction, agent, gunslinger, whatever. He's a bit bigger than you. Use some less than lethal force. I got a taser here.
Sammy gets tased in the side. Just as Miss Hawkins, now prone in the air body, impacts onto Sammy, and he hits the ground hard. This young Sammy Riley, trapped in a hell of his own making, a hell he created with the help of Billy Baker, a little bit. His first love, a love wronged by him, and he had hoped to overcome, but her memory was taken from him. He can't explain, but the words seemingly written to no one found themselves all around his room. He also can't explain why Marcus's name is carved on his desk, his walls. A web of clues written by his own hand of Marcus somehow involved in this mysterious love's disappearance. He can't explain it, and he won't get a moment to because he's now on the ground bleeding from the head. As Sky Hawkins sits on top of him, looking for the handcuffs that she does not have.
Listen, Sam, you piece of shit! This is Marcus's biggest day! You're not
Hawkins.
Gonna fucking ruin it!
Hawkins.
Where's my... I got a hair tie. I'm gonna
Hawkins.
Fuck you up with this hair tie, Sammy.
This. Agent Terry Bucket puts a hand.
I'm gonna type his pinky in.
Hawkins!
What?
Put the gun down.
I have a hair tie, Bucket, not a gun.
The gun was in your right hand, or did you leave it back there?
It's in my right hand.
Please.
You got some handcuffs for this dick?
I do. Mr. Riley, I presume? Do you remember me? He faintly does. Not sure why. You are tased. You're quite weak, yes, but you can still understand a little. You're in a lot of pain.
Still sitting on top of you. Shut the fuck up! I love those tacos, you know that! And it's muscle. I do work. I do push-ups.
Miss Hawkins.
There's donuts.
Miss Hawkins. What? Please do not encourage and or antagonize the suspect.
He just called me fat.
Mr. Riley, were you making a direct threat to the individuals at this proceeding?
Just one.
Just one threat?
Yes.
To Mr. Bennett or everyone?
It involves everyone.
I would like to walk up to him.
Marcus Bennett leaves the stage, walking down the right side, tracking through the field. The crowd, speechless at this moment, silent. Bennett, you arrive at Riley on the ground, Sky Hawkins still straddling his side, holding his arms behind his back. I didn't mean for that to sound weird.
Welcome to Kolak.
Well, good to see you again.
Yeah, I got this under control, Marcus. I'm almost agent. don't worry. I got this covered. You can go do your speech if you want.
I will in a second. I just want to have a word with Sammy here.
Not going to get off of him.
No, please.
Yeah, I'm saying. He called me fat.
So, I want to get close to him and just be like...
Marcus Bennett leans down to Sammy Riley's ear.
How many times do I have to say that your loss has nothing to do with me? All questions have been asked, everything's been checked, and have nothing to do with your loss. Stop blaming me.
Everything goes back to you, Marcus.
And on that note, as this pierces through Marcus Bennett, the lights on the football field go out.
Shit. Where's my flashlight?
As they come back up, Marcus sees in front of him someone he did not expect.
Hey, bro. I'm so proud of you.
Laura?
Yeah, it's me. Yeah. It's so good to see you like this here.
I wouldn't have suspected you to be here.
It's so complicated. I want to tell you everything, but I can do that later. I just wanted you to know that I love you and I'm so happy for you. This is your big day, and don't let whatever that was get in the way of your moment.
Mickey, I know Billy can't remember, but That's Laura, right?
Yeah, that's Marcus's sister.
Billy, there was a time where we met her. You didn't take this. You were in a coma, remember? But you met her. You know her. That's Marcus's sister.
From the future.
What?
Yeah, how did she get here?
I met her in the future.
What?
Well, okay, that sounds confusing. You were in a...
Past future.
Well, okay, it was the past now. It was a while back. It was a long time ago. It's in the past. You met her. When you... Remember I told you that story about how you were a real piece of shit and you made me save Marcus's mom without my consent?
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, she was there.
She was there?
How many times do I have to tell you this?
Don't wave!
She does not
does she
know
remember me?
Who's waving back. The look on her face, Billy Baker, implies that she does not.
That wasn't the future, you idiot. She doesn't know you.
Yeah, you idiot. What's wrong with you?
Fuck both of you.
Don't you dare talk to her
this
that way.
This is so confusing to me.
You have no right.
Okay, Tibby.
Hold on. Where did Sammy go? You
Wait,
remember
Sammy
what happened with
here,
Sammy
right?
in the future, right? You don't. He tried to kill Marcus.
Yeah, but we wiped his memory, right? Or, I mean, Billy did. Did we?
Wait, did I?
I don't know.
You just made things go normal. What if normal's really fucked up?
What did I say?
Normal's absolutely really fucked up.
Then why'd you make things go normal?
Because everything was really confusing
to me.
I warned you about this.
She warned you about this.
Oh my God.
I know, but you didn't. It was your idea. It was literally your idea. Warn him about it.
You two
should fight.
Stop.
First of all, I'd kick his ass.
I'm gonna cover Sammy's ears so he doesn't.
Sammy is no longer there.
I'm sitting on him.
He's gone.
Is she on the ground?
I don't know. That's a good question, isn't it?
What happened to me?
You're just sitting there.
No.
You are. Miss Hawkins, where did Mr. Riley go? Did you let him go?
I don't know. He just fucking disappeared.
Roll your brains. Difficulty of 10.
Why are you making me do this?
Maybe.
He's making me fail on purpose.
Just keep saving those tokens.
Yeah, you get tokens.
Oh, yeah, you're right. 9.
That's a 9. You were only one away. Would you like to use?
Yeah, I'm going to use one.
When the lights went out, you don't remember feeling Sammy Riley move. It was just as if he was no longer there.
I was right on top of him. He didn't move. He just disappeared. What if he has powers? What if...
Then we are in a dire situation. He just threatened this entire arena.
Wait, Mickey, can't you locate him?
Or kill him?
Well, okay, slow down.
Yeah, slow
down. Wait, no, you don't know that.
You do not know
that. I have an idea.
I don't have any tokens, but can I try and locate Sammy?
With a roll?
So typically in this system, you would be able to roll 2d4, and I would give you a result that you could possibly hit. But as you reach deep within yourself, Miss Jones, looking for that part of you that could connect to your connection to the multiverse, you see nothing.
What?
Whatever part of your genetic code that would enable such a thing, you no longer feel it. It's as if something's keeping you from being able to use your abilities after all.
Guys, I can't use my powers.
What?
It's just not working. This has never happened before.
Marcus, can you use your powers?
Marcus is, just to give you all a lay of the land, currently Sky Hawkins and Marcus Bennett and Agent Bucket are standing directly next to Laura Bennett. The two of them are currently in a conversation, whereas Tibby, Mickey, and Billy are a little bit further away in the audience, having stayed in their seats.
Oh, so I was just, like, talking to nobody this whole time.
You were talking to Agent Bucket, but you could have yelled across to them, that's fine.
Bucket, do you still have my pocket knife?
No.
First of all, it's mine.
We're in the middle of something.
I need it!
No.
Don't worry, Mickey, I'm gonna steal it later.
I need it now!
We continue with the conversation between the Bennets.
I have been through hell for the last 8 years, but honestly, it's all worth it to be here right now with you. And I want to reach out and touch his face with my hands.
Laura.
I'm touching.
I'm
sorry.
Her hand touches yours, Mr. Bennett. For just a moment, you notice a feeling you haven't felt in a long time, which is warmth, kindness, a connection. But a connection you weren't expecting because it leads to nowhere. You see, Marcus Bennett has the ability through touch to search people's minds, take their memories, make them his own. But on this contact, he feels nothing.
So since I'm not able to get any feeling?
You only feel the warmth.
Only feel the warmth. I'm gonna put my hands on her hand, on my face, and just like start crying.
There's nothing to be sorry for. It's okay.
What, was she hurting Marcus?
I don't know, he just started crying.
I've never seen Marcus cry.
It's okay.
Bucket, isn't that Marcus 2.0 basically? This is getting real weird.
Excuse me, Miss.
Laura Bennett.
Yes, Laura Bennett. I'm Agent Perry Bucket. This is my trainee, Sky
Almost
Hawkins.
Agent Sky Hawkins.
We're with the FBI.
I have a gun.
How did you find yourself here?
That doesn't matter. It's just, all that matters is that she's here and that she's safe and that she's a part of my family. Again, she's a part of my family.
You don't think this is weird, Marcus? She just shows up out of nowhere and then Sammy disappears? Or the other way around? I don't remember how that...
It's no weirder than anything we've seen before. I feel like every time we get together, something weird happens.
I feel like your emotions are clouding your judgment right now.
Billy Baker, you notice as you, Tippy, and Mickey make your way towards Marcus that the auditorium of people just watch you. Silently. Watching.
Guys, something's not right here.
Do you feel like you're being stared at?
Yeah.
Right now, like,
everyone is staring at
people?
Us.
Could this be an illusion?
What if...
Are you...
What if she's...
Kid. You're not doing this?
No!
I'm gonna slap both of you.
Wait, can somebody else do what you do?
What if that's Sammy? What if Sammy's disguised? Marcus.
Tibby slaps
Marcus.
Laura Bennett.
I...
Oh, wait, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Tibby!
Yeah,
what
sorry.
The hell, man?
I'm sorry, I thought...
That's my sister!
I overreacted! I didn't mean to do it. It was an overreaction. I'm so sorry. Your face didn't feel like Sammy's. I just...
I'm still gonna punch you.
Laura Bennett Tibby. Punches Tibby. Can someone, you know, Marcus, roll for Laura.
Okay.
Fight, difficulty of 6.
It's like a D20. It is. It definitely is.
Not for me, it isn't.
Oh, no. You're the worst clone ever.
3.
That is a 3. Now, you are also an audience member.
Yeah,
would you like to use your token
yes,
to narratively
please.
Help in this instance?
Token.
Great. It succeeds. As you punch Tibby Devon directly in the face, he goes stumbling back, landing in the wheelchair on top of you.
Tibby, are you okay?
No one will ever hurt me again.
Oh.
Can you heal it?
Oh, no. You're not doing this, and I can't...
We can't use our powers.
Wait, check...
Oh, we have to be really careful. If you guys get hurt, I can't heal you.
Billy, is this real? Everything that's happening right now.
I already slapped him.
No, can he?
Can I check to see if there's any anything weird going on?
I don't believe you can, Billy Baker, as your connection to your other self. Deep within you, you see Billy Baker has the ability to rewrite people's perception of reality. But through that ability, he can also see reality for what it is. But in this instance, he can't.
I can't tell.
Wait, maybe I can use my powers. They're not connected to the same source that your powers are.
It's worth a shot.
It is worth a shot. But unfortunately, it's a shot that will ultimately also fail.
We'll you know, just maybe later I'll try. When I have more tokens.
Right.
Yeah.
Even then, it will fail.
Why? Can I...
Because we're deciding as we go the rules of this universe we're currently in.
So we're in a different universe.
That's not what I said.
Hi, Laura, is it?
Yeah.
Are you real?
Just ask a person if they're real.
I literally do not know how to answer that.
How did you get there just now? And what did you do with the other guy?
What other guy?
There was a guy on the microphone, and now you're on the microphone. She was sitting on him?
I sat on him.
There was a girl on the ground, and okay.
You addressed it when you came. You said, whatever, just...
I do not remember doing that.
You did.
As she says,
are you a liar?
I do not remember doing that. Once again, the lights go out.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
As they come back up, you find yourself in the middle of the field. Now the auditorium of people surrounds you in a circle. As you look off to the side, you notice something quite peculiar. Our small group of adventurers. You notice the stars. But quite closer than before, you can see through the crowd And as they see you looking, they part, creating a small window to the edge of the field. And on the edge of that field, you see nothing. Emptiness leading out into space. As you scan the rest of your surroundings, you notice on the edge of this field, on all of its edges, is nothingness, just space. What the fuck is going on? What is happening?
Do you believe this isn't real now?
What did you do, Billy? This is your fault!
It's not me!
It has to be your fault! It's always your fault!
It's gotta be Sammy!
Okay.
Hey, Sammy!
Sammy!
You're being a douche!
Sammy, you're a real douche!
That's not gonna help!
I mean, you're the best, Sammy! Wow, we miss you! You're such
a good friend. Shut up! Come out here and bite us like a man!
What? I'm so confused.
That's what he responds to.
Okay. Negative reinforcement for you!
You suck!
Sky, you're really good at that. Give it a go.
Sam, you worthless piece of shit!
Yeah!
You...
Wait, he hates Marcus.
So you're
Say
using
something.
Me as bait?
It's me, Marcus! You go for it.
Really?
You go for it.
Now I want to slap.
Roll your fight.
Really?
You're a lot bigger than Timmy is. Roll a...
Oh, okay.
A five.
Five. Exploding.
You kill him.
Five.
Right at five. A tooth goes flying out of your mouth as this slap hits your face, Billy.
Whoa, Marcus.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
What? You can get hurt.
Oh, right.
We can all get hurt.
Ow!
Hey, guys,
did that not actually...
What is wrong with you?
I'm really worried about Billy.
No more slapping, okay? I know that's like fun,
yeah.
But like, let's just stop.
Maybe we can heal it too.
Don't do that again.
We can't heal each other.
Fine.
So.
Agent Bucket is standing about 50 yards away from you, on the other side of the parted crowd, looking out into nothingness.
I want to go over to Bucket.
Miss Hawkins.
Yeah. What are we looking at?
I do not know.
Yeah, me neither.
It's beautiful.
Wait, what? Are you okay?
What?
Bucket, don't look at that stuff for too long. I think it's making you weirder.
The stars?
Yeah.
I've never been this close to space, this void.
It's okay. It's all right.
It's calming to me.
Wow. So, I don't want to interrupt this moment that you're having, but like, we gotta figure some shit out. Because this is bad.
Right.
I can't use my powers, you won't let me use my gun, Sammy disappeared, Marcus 2.0 just disappeared.
I think the gun's back on the table.
Huh?
We're in unknown territory here, I think the gun's a valid option.
Oh, I'm glad I have a gun.
But please don't wave it at innocent people.
How do we even know if these people are real? Have you seen something like this before?
Excuse me, are you real? It seems to be mixed responses.
Okay. Well, let's just not, I mean, they're gonna say whatever they wanna say. Doesn't mean they're real.
Marcus, you really think this is Sammy? You think he could do this? I remember, like, after everything happened, he didn't have... You work at Synchrony, have you guys been doing stuff? What are you doing over there?
We've never known him to have powers, even in the future.
I don't know. All I know is, as long as that lost memory isn't Sammy, he's always gonna blame me. Like, I'm the last connection he has to her, so he's always going to try to harm me, and in doing so, I'm always putting you guys in danger.
What are you trying to say?
That we should kill Sammy. I have a gun.
Wait, no, if...
Where is he?
We killed him before. Let's kill him again.
Well, I mean, we didn't. Somebody...
Yeah, but I could have saved him, and I didn't.
Good point. That's...
You're terrifying
kinda messed
now.
Up.
You are.
If
I feel like there's something we don't know about you.
If I got my powers back, I could make him remember. By the way, my mouth is bleeding a lot.
Yeah, I think you're,
You put, like, a Band-Aid... You can't put a Band-Aid in your mouth.
You're just gonna have to suck it up for now.
Literally. No.
I think you may be getting a little too dependent on me healing you when you get hurt. Like, maybe just don't get hurt anymore?
Hindsight, huh?
Look, guys, we may have to handle this naturally. It's like, every time we've ever tried to use our powers, it helps in the short term, but sometimes it causes problems in the long run.
This is not a very natural place.
That's true.
Hey, Marcus. Hey, Marcus. Hey, long time no see, buddy.
Sketchy, you're here too.
For those unacquainted with this small creature, it is in fact a squirrel who can speak to a portion of the group. Not all of them.
Yeah, I've been looking for you, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, you were supposed to take care of something for me. Then you went off and got all high and mighty in your castle.
I wouldn't call working at Synchronity a castle.
Oh, I'm sorry, didn't I hear? CEO?
Yeah,
how'd you pull that one off?
Really? That's the question you want to ask? I mean, you know...
I got a lot more questions. I just gotta think about them. Give me a little bit.
I'm sorry. I do still want to help you. I know that you need to take down the main squirrel so you can become king of the squirrels.
Wait, what? What are you guys talking about?
Oh my god, I love this one. He's
How did
so
you get
dumb.
Here?
What do you mean? I've always been here.
What do you mean you've always been here?
I've always been here. As long as I've known you, I've been here.
Sketchy, I know that you want me to do a lot of things for you, but I actually do need a favor from you.
Oh, really? Marcus Bennett needs a favor. What's in it for me?
I will take care of the situation.
Oh, you're trying to renegotiate and just promise me the same thing you promised me months
Look,
ago?
Look, I don't know about the squirrel rules. I didn't know that to become the squirrel
king. The squirrel rules are you fuck with me, you die. I already climbed my way back to the top. Myself.
Well, congratulations.
You now notice the small cane and brace on Sketchy's right leg.
Oh, cute.
And it was a hard-ass fight. You looking at my leg?
I see it.
That's because you didn't take care of what you were supposed to take care of.
Look,
this is on you.
Yo, Marcus,
I know.
That was fucked up.
I know the life of
He was three times bigger than me. I chewed out his neck.
Well, Sketchy, if you can help us get out of here, we can
get
fix
out of
it.
Where?
What do you
You're
mean
graduation.
Out of where?
I came here to watch my boy graduate.
Have you
I'm
not noticed?
You.
Look, I know it is hard out there in the streets for a squirrel, okay?
He's making fun of me now.
No, I'm not making fun of you.
Like we just hang out on the streets, get run over and shit.
I mean, I've seen squirrels get hit with cars.
And it's a fucking tragedy.
And I feel sorry for them. And that's why I'm sure you're a great leader to make them cross the street properly.
Stay off the roads.
That's probably a good way
you
of doing
even
it.
You don't need to go to the roads. You stay in the trees where you belong. But obviously that's a problem for me now.
Do you want me to carry
you? Yes.
Would you like me to carry you? You like to always hang it out on my shoulder. What are you doing?
Pick me up.
Why do you have to turn around for me to pick you up? I can pick you up from the front.
I like to be picked up this way.
So I'm gonna put my hand underneath Sketchy.
Oh.
But I wanna squeeze so that it hurts a little bit.
Why not?
You want to be picked up this way.
I make your point.
But then I said I'm on my shoulder.
I see.
I just figured that we're trying to figure out where Sammy is. You've always been good at seeing what we can't see.
Okay, so you want me to see if there's something weird going on here?
Yeah.
You're floating through space, you fucking idiot.
I got that part. But we're trying to figure out where Sammy is.
Oh, Sammy.
Oh, he's gonna, he just called. Like, he hears you too? Sammy can hear you?
I don't know. What else do you want me to do? Do you see any other squirrels around here? I didn't bring the whole army. I brought myself. This was a private, personal moment.
Can you I'm call sorry. Them?
We're in space.
I don't know.
Look, sketchy guy, it's just you've always been so helpful to me, and sometimes I don't tell you how helpful you've been, okay? I know I kind of brushed you off because you were talking squirrel, and I don't want to look crazy looking like I was a person talking to a squirrel, even when other people got to talk to you, when Mickey got to talk to you and Sky, and that's it. But...
Oh, Tibby here, I can too. Oh, yeah, Tibby, I can hear everything that's happening.
And Agent Bucky, you can hear him too, right?
Yes, unfortunately.
Okay, just real quick, can y'all hear the talking squirrel? Can
everyone,
all right.
Everyone at the graduation is not alarmed by the talking squirrel.
Okay, so we've made it clear that me, Mickey, Sky, Agent Bucket, Tibby, and everyone else can hear the talking squirrel, and possibly Sammy.
Wherever he
I mean, if everybody else can, Sammy probably can too.
Well, not everyone else can. There's well, I mean, there's somebody out there that cannot hear the talking squirrel.
There's obviously limits.
Somebody, there's at least one person.
Ask him why squirrels have kings.
I'm sorry, what?
Why do they have kings?
What are you talking about?
You said something about a squirrel king.
Why you heard me say that?
No,
yeah.
I think you misheard, Billy. You're so far off base. You have no idea.
Yeah, it's too complicated.
Yeah, it's too complicated. You wouldn't understand. It's a very
advanced. Is there like a line of squirrel succession?
It's a whole, like, watch the Lion King and then squirrels.
Exactly what Marcus said.
And why I know that in 1991? Anyway. But you've just always been helpful to me, Sketchy. I just wanted to let you know that, all right? As I know that's what you've always wanted to hear. You wanted to thank you, wanted me to tell you that even though you're a squirrel, I couldn't have done a lot of things I've done in life without your help. And so I'm telling you this now.
Sketchy nods as he slowly fades away.
What? You saw that, right?
Yeah, the squirrel has disappearing powers, too.
We can't trust that anything in here is real. Except for each other.
He seemed real, though. He was talking about stuff that only we know about.
Can Sammy get in our heads?
Oh, this is worse than I thought. I don't think about a lot of things.
I know.
Billy, what do we do?
You're asking me?
Sky.
Yeah, I have no idea.
What do we do?
One sec. Bucket. What do we do?
It's just so beautiful.
What is wrong with him?
He keeps on saying things are beautiful. He keeps on getting, like, distracted. It's like sucking him in.
Can I pick up, like, a rock and throw it out into space?
You may.
See what happens?
Roll your brawn, difficulty of 4.
Yikes.
Oof.
Please, for everyone in the room, from here on out, why don't you announce your stats since they can't see
you? Oh, yeah. My brawn is a D6. I rolled a 1.
Billy Baker picks up a rock and throws it 3 feet in front of himself.
Oh, right. I forgot. I never played catch.
Tibby walks over.
Can you
I got
toss
you,
a...
Throws it extremely far as it flies out into space.
Does it keep going?
It just hits the edge of the field and then stays at the exact same acceleration and continues on and on until you cannot see it anymore.
Yeah, that's space.
You know a lot about space.
I know that there's no fucking gravity.
Could we be in, like, something similar to what Mammon is? It's traveling through space. It's on an asteroid.
I guess so. It could also just all be an illusion.
Does it look like we're moving?
As you look out, scanning the horizon, given that you are in the great void of space, it's extremely hard to tell if you're moving at all. There's nothing to gauge what kind of speed you might be traveling at.
I want to walk to the edge, pick up a rock, and let go of it.
It just continues on next to you. The thing is, if that rock was currently moving at the exact...
gravitational pull.
Okay.
I don't know. This is weird.
If it's Mammon, then there's a doorway. There's a place to get in. Right? You've done it before. You know what I'm talking about.
You told us that you could see him.
Can you see anything?
Everything you see is like that.
Maybe we need to look around.
I can try that. Can I use my other vision? Am I allowed?
You don't even need to, really.
Oh.
As a door is behind you. Marcus Bennett turns, and there's a door that slowly creaks open, as if just for him.
No one else can see it?
You all see.
Okay.
Oh.
I don't know about this, guys. We said door, and then a door appeared.
Wait.
I think Sammy's just listening to everything we're saying.
What if, let's say something else.
Sammy, I want to be taller.
You can't perform miracles, Tibby.
We want to be taller, Sammy. We never did anything mean to you.
Oh, thanks, Tibby. That's something my boy would say.
I'm sorry. Oh.
Can I have a sidebar with Mickey?
Of course.
Seriously?
What?
Like, this is... Is just, this who you want to be with?
Just don't... Why?
I mean, I just want to make sure that, you know... I mean, Tibby, he's great, dude.
I know, he's Tibby.
He's Tibby. Are you sure this is like...
It's like kind of charming. He's like, he's an idiot, but he's like my idiot.
Tibby's behind her, paying no attention to anything, picking his...
It's just...
And then he does this to Billy in the crotch.
It's just, you know...
I'm hoping he grows out of it.
Yeah.
Just a little.
It's just we, you especially.
Mickey! Mickey!
What the hell are you guys doing?
Oh, Billy hit me in the nuts!
I turned around for 2 minutes.
Oh.
Little sat tap.
What did we say? No more hitting each other. We can't heal in here.
Oh, sorry.
He started it.
Why did you do that? Mickey said no more fooling
around. Do I have to separate you two?
What?
I think you do.
No, it's fine. It's cool. We're cool. We're not panicking at all that we're trapped in this void out in space and a door just appeared out of nowhere.
Does the door open? Is the door opening by itself?
The door, you now look back and see that Agent Bucket is halfway down the staircase.
I ran after Bucket.
As you run behind him, he's just walking down this doorway, his hands on the walls, moving down with them, watching them. As they run themselves down these walls, you see, like, streamers behind his fingers from the pressure, changing color as he makes contact with the walls as he moves down.
Bucket, have you been here before?
I have not.
So it's your first time?
Not exactly, but I've never been here.
Wait, what?
I'm gonna follow
as well.
Guys, I can't go down there.
I got you, babe.
Please stop calling me babe.
Come on.
And I hop on. Well.
Fuck.
Are you sure you're good?
I got it. It's
all
fine.
Right. Are you, cause you know.
It's... Marcus.
Yeah.
Come here.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can do this with stairs.
So I'm gonna use just one arm and pick up Mickey and then put her on my back.
I'm his boy.
Let's just go.
Thanks, Marcus.
Yeah, sure.
What do you guys think this is?
It doesn't feel like the grotto.
I don't know enough about the grotto. Sky, you've spent the most time there.
Can I roll for brains? Does it feel
sure.
familiar?
Roll for brains, difficulty of 8.
4.
Would anyone like to help?
It's kind of stupid. You don't have to.
Just because it's not cool doesn't mean it's stupid. It appears they want you to fail.
I want me to fail.
You know nothing about where you are, and you continue walking cluelessly down the hall.
I don't know, guys. I don't know what anything is right now. I feel like something's wrong with Bucket.
Agent Bucket?
Yes, Marcus.
Is everything... okay, like, everything? I know you've dealt with a lot with your job and with us, and now you're here. Is everything all right? Is there anything you need to tell us?
He puts a hand on your shoulder. Doesn't even look at Mickey riding on your back. He makes direct eye contact with you. I remember a lot of things, Marcus. Things I didn't want to remember. It's confusing. I know you did what you had to do. But it's quite invasive. It's been a lot. Everything you've all been through, I feel as if it's a part of me. I don't like it.
Sorry.
I am too. As Agent Perry Bucket fades away.
Bucket!
No, stay away from me, Marcus. No. Back off.
Guys.
Put Mickey down.
What?
Here, I'll take me. Really? I can't know.
Just leave it.
I don't like it. It sucks.
How do I know that any one of us
do anything?
Oh, he's talking to people and then they disappear.
No, he's talking to the squirrel and the squirrel disappeared.
He was talking to his sister and Sammy.
Marcus, what are you doing? Everyone, shield your eyes. Don't look at him. No one look at him.
What have you been doing in Synchronity?
Nothing.
Tell us what you've been doing.
You know I can't.
Good news, guys. Now that Bucket's gone, I can use my gun.
We're the only ones here.
Marcus, you better fucking start talking.
Wait, are
what
you
was that thing? What did you tell me to say?
This is our jurisdiction.
This is our jurisdiction.
I would like a small roll off here. Can you roll your grit versus your charm?
Wait, what?
Our charm?
You're gonna play it that way.
I said, I reminded her the thing.
So typically in this system, you could aid through an adversary token. Do you have any?
I have two.
Would you like to use them?
No. I'm saving this.
So please, roll your charm versus his grit.
Okay, my grit's a D10.
You're gonna fail this.
7.
12. Bitch. Woo! You better start fucking talking. This is our jurisdiction, and I'm the judge. Motherfucker!
I thought you were an agent.
I thought she was trying to intimidate you, but you, I guess, fine. What was that? Was that intimidation, or...?
What was it? I don't know. What do you think?
What do you want it to be?
I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I have a gun. I'm scaring them.
Okay, you're supposed to be scared.
You're pulling a gun out on me, Scott?
Is it? I have a gun. I'm not pulling it out on you. I have a gun in my hand.
You have it in your hand.
Why do you keep? Oh shit! I'm looking at him, guys. I'm gonna disappear.
God,
I'm gonna disappear.
I'm not doing anything.
Oh no!
I'm trying to protect you guys.
Why do you say you can't tell us anything? You're supposed to be able to tell us everything.
Because you know how Synchronity is. Everything.
Billy,
is
am I here
secret.
Still?
Yeah, but you were CEO.
Can you see me?
Yeah.
But if I start revealing secrets, I'm gonna be doing the same thing that they did, and then it's gonna cause all the town to go crazy again.
Wait, you mean so you're gonna keep secrets from us?
You got secrets you've not been telling us?
You keep secrets from us, man? We've been through so much.
Look, I want to tell you everything, but I'm trying to keep you safe. The more that you guys know, the more danger you're all in.
Do you know anything about what's going on right now?
Am I even your boy?
Yes, you're my boy.
You thought about it. It took you a minute. I feel like you're saying what you want me to hear right now. Because we have a connection.
Are you able to connect to Bucket's mind or whatever?
I can try. So I want to try seeing if I can connect the
dots. As Marcus Bennett puts his hand to his head, reaching out to make that link to Agent Perry Bucket like he had done so before. You see, Agent Perry Bucket has a power from a place somewhere other than theirs. It allows him to hypnotize and connect with an individual forever linked to their consciousness. But as he searches out, the world around you begins to shake. The steps that you currently stand on begin to show cracks of white leading out to space below.
Marcus, what are you doing?
I didn't do it. You told me to reach out for a Bucket.
I'm moving forward. I'm running. And Tibby begins to run down those stairs as quickly as he can.
I run too.
Yeah.
Sky Hawkins follows. As you run, the walls begin to shake even more, cracking along the sides, revealing rips through space. Now you notice a couple strange things as you run down this hallway, down this long staircase to wherever you know where. Who knows? Someone might have to roll for it, but at the same time, you start to realize that there are different colors of space through the cracks, as if not all the cracks are the same.
Marcus, you're smart. You should figure this out.
Oh, now you want my help after you...
I have a gun, Marcus! I'm a loose cannon!
That's my worry!
Wait,
are you gonna be loose like that to me?
Just fucking figure it out.
Didn't Bucket say it's not loaded?
It's loaded.
It's not loaded.
Have you seen in the movies when they hit people with a gun? It hurts real bad, okay? They taught us that. That was a first day of training. How to knock someone out with a gun.
So is that what you're gonna do to me?
Hey guys.
Why are you making people disappear?
Hey guys! There's just a wall down here.
What?
It's just a wall! It's just like a wall! It's like a black wall! What's going on?
I wanna run the other way. See if it's different back there.
How big are the cracks?
Billy Baker turns and starts to run back up the stairs. He somehow lands up against Tibby. What the? What's going on, man?
Oh no.
Sammy has to be playing a trick on us.
The wall starts to illuminate. You can now see through it. It was a mirror. On the other side is Sammy, standing, watching. But he only looks out at Marcus Bennett.
You're the cause of all of this. It all goes back to you. Everything that happens to everyone here is your fault.
I can't hear a word he's saying. It must be soundproof glass.
Sammy, can I hear him?
You cannot.
Oh. I want to punch the glass.
Marcus Bennett, roll your brawn. Difficulty of 4.
All right, my brawn is a 10. D10.
If you say so.
2.
Would anyone like to help him punch this glass? Narratively, would anyone like to assist in this situation?
Did we
I'm
get any
so
tickets?
Surprised that people want you to fail. This is amazing.
Oh, wait, another one.
Please.
It's like, wow, man. Hurts, hurts.
A fellow student, Marcus Bennett, another individual from your class, appears next to you. Please tell me what you do.
I just have a few simple words, Marcus. Kick his ass.
As she punches the glass and it shatters. You had a fling for her back in the 3rd grade. It's been a while.
We shared
you were
jukebox.
Hoping to talk to her after the ceremony, but you didn't get the chance. The glass breaks. Sammy stands behind. Without flinching, without moving, just continuing to stare, and he repeats.
This is all goes back to you. Everything that happens here to everyone is your fault.
So I wanna take Mickey, give her to.
I got it, there's no more stairs. I got it, I got it.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, here, take her back, I gotta, no.
Oh my God, just put me down.
Protect. And then I just wanna look directly at Sammy.
I got it, I'll protect you.
Listen here, Sammy. You have a problem with me, you handle it with me. But you leave my friends alone. They did nothing to you. They never hurt you. So if you hurt any of them, I'm coming for you. So we sell this now, you and me, or that's it. You go away. You never bother me or them ever again. It's your choice.
Who's gonna stop you from hurting your friends? It all goes back to you. Everything that happens to everyone here is your fault.
I wanna punch him.
One moment, because it really looked like Sky Hawkins wanted to say something.
Oh, go for it.
Did you have something on your mind, Miss Hawkins?
I wanted to do something, but I feel like it's a bad idea.
Please, continue.
I want to throw my gun at Sammy's head.
Great. Roll.
You made me do it. Why'd you do that?
I think this is a great idea. Roll your... We'll call it your brawn. It's a throw, so we'll say it's your brawn. Difficulty of 5.
John Wick did it.
John Wick did it? I can do it. Okay.
John Wick, a person we know in 1991.
That does not succeed. Would anyone like to assist somehow, narratively? Please. Step up to the mic and tell me how you somehow help in this moment of need to make this gun hit its target.
I'm deciding to play as the fellow student. We'll call him Jimmy.
Okay, and Jimmy.
Jimmy just walks up and says, well, hiya, champ. You can't really do much without this. And tosses her a nice, fresh clip for the gun.
That is unfucking fortunate.
Jimmy, I always liked you, Jimmy.
As Sky Hawkins loads the gun.
Sky? Whoa. What are you doing?
I will make you roll again to shoot. Would you like to shoot?
You don't want me to shoot him?
I don't want you to get hurt.
Why would I get... Okay.
You got a gun. You get
hurt. We're in a box. It could do the cartoon thing where it goes everywhere.
Yeah.
It shoots all of us at once.
Yeah, but it won't do the cartoon thing where you come back to life after getting hit, or like you drink water and the water comes out of different holes.
Oh, man, I love when that happens.
Yeah,
so funny.
Really funny. Like,
what's your action?
I'm going to put the safety on, and I'm going to put my gun away, and I'm going to listen to Marcus, because...
This was a ploy that you fell into.
Jimmy!
My boy, Jimmy!
While this was happening and you're talking, I have 2 tokens. I'd love to use my unassuming. Can I still use that? It's one of
you
my
may.
Regular
it
character
is one of your
powers.
Regular character
I want to have
abilities.
Snuck up, while they're talking, I want to have snuck up behind Sammy, crouched down and tied his shoes together.
So you'd like to climb through this broken window to the other side?
Yeah. I said what I said. Fuck.
Can you roll your grit for me, difficulty of 6? Now, you do this somehow without being seen, taking the opportunity of everything that's happening, her getting a clip and somehow loading it. Sammy just watching as this happens, as Billy starts to climb over this broken window.
My grit is a D10. I rolled a 5 out of 6.
It won't cut you too badly, but it does. You only had 2 tokens?
Yeah, I used them.
It does start to cut at your arms as you climb over the glass, landing on the other side with a thud as you tie Sammy's shoes together. And he's now bleeding out all over the floor. Is that the end of your action?
Yeah, I stand up.
Billy Baker stands up behind Sammy. Billy, what are you doing?
When did he get over there?
Billy, move! Get out of the way, Billy!
No, I stay there.
Sammy, watch out!
Why are you warning Sammy?
Sammy, what do you do?
I just continue to stare directly at Marcus.
Okay, well, fine.
Marcus! Marcus, get us out of this mess. Do something.
I'm trying. I'm trying to stop everything.
Well, like, hurry. Before we all start disappearing.
Billy, move.
Okay.
Billy, get out of the way! Sammy, watch out!
Oh, shit, Billy?
He turns his head.
I'm going to reach into this guy's pocket.
No, you're not going to touch me. Wait, my gun?
Yeah, I'm going to take the gun and aim it at Sammy.
I will require, in this instance, would you like to let him take the gun or would you like to hold it?
Why don't you just ask me?
He tries to take it. Do you let it happen?
No, I didn't let him do it.
I will require in this instance a roll-off. I need you to roll your flight.
Yo.
This is somewhat of a sneaky action versus
flight?
Your yes.
Okay.
Versus your brawn as you are holding on to it. Roll off between the two of you.
Alright, so my flight is a D6 plus 1. 1 plus 1 is 2.
Marcus reaches across. Now, would anyone like to help Marcus in this instance to grab this gun, or would you like to allow this to all play out? Marcus reaches for the gun as Sky quickly slaps his hand away, backing up.
What the fuck, Marcus? If you need to use my gun, why don't you just ask? I thought we're friends. You're doing some shady shit. It's making me not trust you right now.
You can trust me. I just want
to. No, you trust me. You're going to try and steal my gun. Why don't you just ask?
Because I don't want anything to happen to you.
You can't just ask for my gun. I could be like, sure, go ahead. Take my gun.
Stop playing around with it.
As you turn back, Sammy's now gone.
Damn it.
The opportunity seems to have been missed.
Damn it, Sky, that's what I was trying to do. I was trying to stop
him. Well, you gotta ask me for my gun. You can't take an almost agent's gun. You gotta ask.
Billy, did you see where he went?
No, but wherever he went, he probably tripped.
Billy Baker, roll your brains. Difficulty of 4. What's your stat? It's
5.
A D6.
My stat for brains is a D6. I rolled a 5.
As he says this, you hear a loud thud.
Which direction?
On the other side of the mirror, about 10 feet back into the darkness.
I run that way.
Billy Baker runs in the darkness.
I follow.
As you follow.
Yes.
You are now in total darkness.
Guys, we need to start packing a flashlight.
Billy! Marcus! Where'd you go?
Can you see them at all?
I can't see them in there.
I'm over here!
What? Where? I can't see anything!
Come back the way that you came from.
Okay.
As you try, you can't seem to do so. The area around you, as much the void of space that you saw before, you can't tell the difference between up and down, left or right. Marcus, you find yourself in the same predicament.
Okay. Let's retrace our steps. Step backwards. Get back to light. Okay, Billy?
Yeah, I don't really know what backwards is, but I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
Roll your brains for me, Marcus Bennett. Difficulty of 6.
My brains is a D20.
Thank you.
And I rolled 11.
Marcus, you grab Billy as you're walking backwards.
Oh, hello.
As you move into the light, you find yourself with the rest of your group in the remains of Colock, Washington. As you look around you, you see a barren landscape, a giant mirror wedged between two steel towers.
Oh, shit.
Everything around you burned to the ground. Wait, are we back?
How did we get back here?
Are we back, Billy? This is where we were when everything was bad.
You've seen this before?
Yeah, this is when everything was bad.
This was when the world almost ended.
The second bottom half of this town, Colock, Washington, for those who may be unaware, was once destroyed, but through their efforts, they believe to have saved it.
So
it appears not.
We're in another timeline, then.
Are we?
So we're
either that or it happened again.
Future, past, the part where
it couldn't have happened again.
We got left behind.
Lexi's been fine. She's been controlling her powers. This couldn't have happened again.
I don't think it happened again. I think this is it. I think we're there.
We wanted to get away from here. We did everything we could to not have this.
This is bad. Everything's like dry and barren. Nothing's burning anymore. We left it. We left it there. We just left it, Marcus. We just left it all.
We had to do this. We did this to make everyone safe.
But
this
who?
This doesn't happen anymore.
Us! We left them there to die!
No, we went back. It doesn't happen to us!
But it happens to them! All of them! Everyone, they're all dead! You hear the sound of rustling through the metal.
I don't think they're all dead.
The group of individuals who were at the ceremony earlier rise from under the rubble. Their clothes tattered and torn.
All right, what the fuck?
This can't be real.
Walking in front of the group is a man you recognize. A stonemason.
What are are you doing?
You have returned. Why? You are not welcome.
There's a mirror in front of us?
There is. It is the giant mirror.
Would I know if I could break it? No, I couldn't break it with a gun because...
Most likely not.
Yeah, because it's, they tried bombing it, right?
They did.
Yeah.
It appears nothing was able to hurt it.
We don't want to be here. Someone brought us here.
Did they?
Well, we were looking for someone in the darkness and then we ended up here. We can go back. You just don't want anyone to get hurt.
You left us.
No, we changed things.
You left all of us.
What happened after we left?
Marcus, what did you do? I feel like there's something you're not telling us. We're here. We're friends. We're supposed to be the Kolok Radar. Why aren't we on the same page? Let us help you.
We haven't been the Kolok Radar in months.
Debbie, shut your mouth before I break your face.
Motivational thing. Cut it.
I'm the same person. Same Marcus Bennett you've always known.
Then why are you keeping secrets from us?
I'm not keeping secrets. I'm trying to keep you safe. There's a difference.
You see a reflection in the mirror. It's Tibby, Marcus, and Mickey. You notice now, Sky Hawkins, Billy Baker, you have no reflection. And in this reflection, you stand. You walk. Tibby's missing an arm. Marcus, you're just smiling. They do not respond, they merely watch.
You left us, Marcus.
I want to look closer at the reflection.
Marcus Bennett walks to the edge of the mirror.
And I want to stare at my smiling.
You do.
Okay. What is this?
You tell me. It says back.
What do you want from us? What do you want from me?
What are you doing? Why?
To make things normal again, to make things right again.
Right. You're still on that one, huh? Won't help.
What do you want?
I never lost sight of the real goal, Marcus.
Which is what?
Rachel. It was always Rachel. She's what mattered, not Kolok. Not any of this normalcy. Doesn't exist and you know it.
I couldn't save her.
You're still letting fear drive you.
I couldn't save her. Everything we've done, every
way that we have tried to fix or change this town never brings her back.
Wait, are we talking about Rachel again? I thought we were done with that.
Yeah, I'm fucking over it. Rachel did what she wanted to do. She was selfish. She fucked us all up. We could have done this together, but she wanted to do it alone. And now...
How can you say that? That's your best friend.
Yeah, but look at what's happened.
Sky's right. We mourn for her, but... Don't act like what she did was cool.
Wasn't. She did all of this by herself.
Just because you guys were, like, boning and stuff doesn't mean that you gotta make excuses.
This is not about that. It's about the fact that we keep trying to make this place normal and she never returns.
She's not meant to. She's never coming back. I let it go. You let it go.
I won't.
The reflection responds. She doesn't have to come back. Don't worry about it, though. We got it. As they turn and walk away.
What? Did you see that? I was walking.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, right? It looked like you had robot legs.
Yeah.
Marcus, did you make that?
I don't know, but you didn't have an arm.
Oh, fuck. Whoa. I guess we know I can't regrow limbs.
Where was I?
Yeah, you and Sky weren't there.
I think those are the you that I left.
That would make sense. He was in a coma.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we turned into crazy badasses.
So things never reset. I just left.
You just left
them.
And
they kept going.
No, I could have, like, picked up my body and carried it with you.
Don't tell me that. Tell him. Dude, I got your back. That guy's a dick.
He had one arm.
That was you. You just came back.
No, I didn't have an arm. Different me.
No.
You forced yourself into a coma. It was a lame move. You wrecked all of us, so...
I would have picked one of you up if you got in a coma.
None of us would have chose to be in a coma.
Especially when our friends needed help.
You're not that person, though, Billy.
That's not me.
Right, and that's not me with the arm. And that's not you, Marcus. No, you're a CEO now, right? You're gonna change the world. You're making all the bad stuff that Synchronita used to do. You're not doing any of that. You're helping people, right? Like the scholarship program.
Yeah, right?
That was your idea, right?
Doesn't matter.
I think it does.
No, it doesn't. Every single time we get involved, things get worse. Maybe we're the problem.
Oh, I think we knew that a long time ago.
But I mean, like, we keep trying to stop everything else. What if... One day we realize it is us that needs to be stopped.
Why are you talking like that?
Because this is what I'm seeing. Every dimension we go to, everything that's ever happened to us, we're always the center. We're always the ones that are the catalyst of everything that goes wrong.
We're not the catalyst. Rachel was the catalyst. What Kolak had been doing since the beginning, before we were even born, that was the catalyst.
Yeah, we're just bystanders.
We just got caught up in the mess. That's
trying to
happened.
Fix it.
If it wasn't us, it'd be someone else.
Yeah, and you guys trying to fix it before is what got me into an explosion that gave me powers. Oh, we are the problem.
I just don't want anything else to happen to us. I want everything to be normal. I want you guys to live normal lives.
Well, that's obviously not working.
Why do you keep wanting to go back to being normal?
Because that's what made everyone safe.
We were never normal.
And we were never safe. All this stuff was happening right underneath our noses. We just didn't know. Stop. Let go of this illusion, this fantasy that you have, okay? Our lives are never going to be normal. We've killed people. There is no normal.
Sky Hawkins, roll your charm. Difficulty of 8.
17.
As she says this, the world begins to shake and crumble. As you find yourself now in a classroom at Kolak High. History class. This is not a class you all shared, but you're the only students in the room. As Mr. Thomas walks in. Actually, you know what, Mr. Thomas, do you want to walk in? What are you teaching today, Mr. Thomas?
So it's kind of like a final lecture about finishing civil rights movement all the way to...
Yes, it's extremely boring, and he just keeps talking and talking.
And he talks about the power of how these heroes, such as Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, they were heroes, yes, they inspired change, but they were not the only ones, the people around them. They all stuck together and created change.
So that was way more on point than I was hoping for. That's amazing. Mr. Thomas, standing at the front of the room, just continues teaching a class as if it was a full one, making gestures to those that may not even be in the room. But these five, you sit at your desks, now in this classroom.
Whatever
Sky happened somehow
to him?
Charmed that to happen.
When's the last time we saw him?
It happened right after you said something.
So maybe I'm not the one making...
Tell Marcus he's a piece of shit again!
No, Marcus, maybe we're all trapped in your illusion, this fantasy that you want to be real, and it just, it isn't. Your fucking is over right now, Marcus.
How dare
you? Let this go!
I'm not doing anything. I didn't cause any of this. If anything, I'm trying to keep you all safe.
You can't keep us safe, Marcus.
So what are you going to do? You going to leave? Apparently in that other world you left.
I can't. This is obviously a world that we're trapped in because
of you. I'm
going
to go. I'm going to go.
Where are you going?
Tibby goes to the side and tries to open the door, but it's locked. I can't. It's locked. We can't leave. Marcus, let us leave, man.
This is not me doing this.
But she said it was.
It's none of us, Marcus. Everyone you talk to disappears. These are all your memories. Why are we here? What are you not telling us?
I'm talking to you. You're not disappearing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit, sorry.
Not yet?
Yeah.
So you don't trust me?
Marcus, you tried to grab my gun. You're holding secrets from us. I don't know what you're doing over at Cincinnati. Tibby, shut up. I'm not talking to you.
Hey, Mickey. I know, like, this guy respects you more than she respects me, but, like, I don't know if it's fair to say that he's a bad person for trying to take a gun that she stole off of her partner.
Yeah, but she has the gun now, so I don't want to butt in.
Very good point. You're so smart, babe.
Stop calling me babe.
I'm sorry, babe. Ah.
Marcus, we could get out of here. You gotta let go of the idea that you can protect us. Something could happen. My heart could just stop beating. Someone could have a brain aneurysm.
We've been able to protect ourselves all this time. Let us do that.
It's no one's fault. I know maybe what Sammy said is getting to you, but we couldn't save Rachel, and I don't think she wanted to be saved. If that was the case, she would have asked us for help a long time ago.
And it's not your job to save everyone.
Yeah, she never asked you especially.
That's supposed to mean.
I mean, she didn't, man. She was just trying to live her life.
Okay.
Remember that time she tried to... with you and you said no and, like, all that stuff? Like...
Really? You gonna bring that up now?
Okay, I'm just using it to illustrate a point. Like, she just wanted to live.
Because I thought she would be there tomorrow. Because I thought all of us would be here tomorrow.
But I think she didn't ask you to save her. Why is that your responsibility?
It just is, okay?
It's not. It's no one's responsibility. It's no one's fault. We're all just doing our best. And that's all that we can do. That's all that we can ask from ourselves.
So what happens the next time something weird happens at Kolok and you go off on your own as an almost agent and something happens to you and you die?
First of all, thank you for recognizing that I am an almost agent. I really, this kind of get in my head, I need to hear that. Second of all, then I die. Another Sky lives in another dimension and that's fine. Well, I'm not supposed to be here forever.
That's like the most mature thing I've ever heard you say.
I have a tie now, Tibby. We'll get through it. And if one of us goes, then we know we fought like hell to be here and to protect our friends. But that's no one's fault. We all make our own choices. And that's that.
Yeah, and I want to walk out this door. So unlock it. Just unlock it, Marcus.
I walk to the door. And I'm about to open it. And I turn back. What if I end up being the person you have to stop?
Then I'll fight you to the death. What you'd want.
Well, you guys, okay, whoa. escalated really quickly.
I'm gonna keep walking closer to this guy.
I'm just gonna stand there. I'm not afraid of you, Marcus. We've been through some crazy shit. And if the lines are getting blurred, then that's okay. We'll handle it when we both get there.
Are they about to make out? I can't tell in this situation.
I have no idea. Hey, what are you whispering about?
Hey, Mickey, you know how we talked about how they probably, like, had a thing?
Yeah. Oh, you think they're gonna make out?
I think it's about to happen.
I don't know. She might kill him.
Same thing.
It really could go either way.
Either way.
Kiss her.
I push Billy away. So you would take me out?
I mean, I would fight you. I don't know who would win, but I wouldn't go down without a fight. The Marcus I know, he means well. I told you all those months ago, I still believe in the Marcus Bennett that I fought alongside. I think after all that stuff that happened with Clarity Prime, it fucked with your head, and I can't blame you for who you are now. But as your friend, if you were on the opposing side, I would fight you until my last breath.
Wait, are there
because
sides
that's the
now?
Right thing to do.
Yeah, FBI, Synchronity.
But I thought Synchronity was good now.
Yeah, but like, what if they turn him?
Are they turning you?
I don't know what could happen while I'm there.
You're the boss.
All I know is I want to make everything right, but apparently the way I want to make things right aren't the same way that you might want to do that. So what happens when that conflict happens? Huh? What happens if we get sending off just like this?
Can't we just disagree like friends?
Not all the time.
Like,
not possible.
You know how I think different superheroes are better than superheroes you think are better, and we have a respectful disagreement?
This is not a comic book, Tibby.
Also, Beast sucks compared to Wolverine.
Stop it! Stop it!
I'm gonna do what it takes to make this town normal, and I will do what it takes to make you all safe. I want to reach for Sky's gun again.
We are having a roll-off, apparently. This is a very aggressive action. It's your fight, Marcus, versus your fight, Sky.
I have a D12 plus one.
My fight?
Yeah, please tell the group.
I have a D4. All right. One.
Six. Can
I open it to the floor. No. Would you like to help? Please.
Wait, who's the helper?
You're the one who failed. Who else is helping?
Quick tragedy, part-time. Auto shop.
Okay.
Oil rag to your face.
Oil?
Oil rag to her face.
Apparently an oil rag hits Sky Hawkins in the face as the classroom starts to fill with other members of Kolok. They start to pile in, filling the room, chanting, hoping for some sort of conflict. They roll again.
Fight still?
Yes.
Three.
Seven.
Please.
Fuck, guys, what do you want to happen?
In a pink Power Ranger shirt.
You
I love how personal this just
became. That's a Ranger Slayer.
Dirty.
Okay, now I'm gonna fight you.
My name is Michalina Schmitz, and I am a teacher's pet in the history class, and I take my number 2 pencil, and I jam it into Marcus's eye.
I knew you were on my side.
up here.
Yo, pink forever, right? Sorry.
Marcus,
no, I'll take it. Yeah, sure.
Ah! I need you to roll your grit, difficulty of 10.
Okay.
That was unexpected, everything that just happened.
Goes flying into the eye of Marcus Bennett.
Oh my god.
Okay, D10. 3.
Please.
What is going on?
It appears that the audience has an input and wants to have a say into what happens next.
Marcus, it's me, Miles. Don't you remember our first aid training? Here, take this med kit.
Nice.
Take this what?
Med kit.
Okay.
As you take the med kit and you start to patch up the eye before too much blood is lost, though it appears your vision may never return. Luckily, you don't see things the same way that other people do. But the damage is done. The pain, immense. The world begins to crack. The books on the shelves begin to fall.
Oh, no.
The desks start to crumble into dust. Your fellow classmates start to push in around you, Marcus, in a circle. Whoa, what are they doing? Billy, what's going on, man?
Hey.
They really don't like Marcus.
Quit being weird.
Can you get to him?
Stop being weird.
Cut that shit out.
Why do you guys not like Marcus? What did he ever do to you?
Was I able to grab the gun and all that, or no?
Of course not.
Oh. Okay, so then I'm just on the ground putting the bandage on.
They start to hoard around Marcus.
Yo, leave him alone.
I want to start pushing him off, fighting him back. The hordes.
Me as well.
Sky starts to push them off. They seem quite confused as you start to move them off, Billy pushing through as well. As you push through the crowd, you see Marcus now as a child.
J.A.? It was baby Marcus.
That was a very white baby. Inhabited by a young, small Asian woman. Not J.A. Small, hurt, young Marcus, not long after his sister went missing.
Laura?
Is it a talking baby?
I said young, not a baby.
Sorry, details.
Laura?
Am I back in my chair? Can I be mobile?
Sure.
Okay, cool, I just wanted to know.
Since we came back into the classroom,
mm-hmm.
Laura stands at the edge of the other side of the class.
Laura, where are you?
I'm right here. Come on. Just come over here to me.
Laura. It's okay. No, stay away from her.
None of this is real.
So I'm just like, my little tiny legs are moving over.
Oh. Hold up. You stop right there, little boy. I don't know you. Are you a stranger? My name's Billy, and I'm with the Kolok Radar. Who are you?
I'm his sister.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Why are you here right now?
We met earlier.
What?
Do you remember?
No. What? Get away from my brother. He's just a little kid. Come here.
Why didn't you protect him? You ran away.
She didn't run away. She was kidnapped.
I can tell you what to do now. Shut up.
Don't you tell my brother to shut up.
It's the only chance I get. He's tiny.
I did run away. I'm sorry.
No. Mom said you got kidnapped.
That's not what happened.
She said you were taken by bad people in Los Angeles, and that's why we had to move to Kolok.
I ran away when we got into a fight, me and Mom. And I wrapped my car around a pole, and I died. And she brought me back and locked me away.
Well, hey, this is really heavy for, like, little Marcus.
Stay back. I know you know, and I know you can handle this. She tried to fix it. She tried to fix me, and it didn't work. You can't protect people. You can't save them. You have to let them go.
The world begins to crack.
Well, yeah, I like
the walls begin to fall. Something only Marcus Bennett can hear. only Marcus Bennett. Oh, wow. This is so sad. Come on, take that off.
I have to let them go.
This is embarrassing.
I have to let them go.
Okay, Davina, shut it off. Now, the world goes white for Marcus Bennett. The room, solid concrete, with standing in it only himself sitting in a chair, and a Miss Wu on the other end next to the door. Really?
Why'd you shut off the simulation?
It wasn't working, was it? All this money and you just keep running these little simulations? Because you miss your friends?
Because I care about them.
It's not fixing things though, is it?
I'm trying to find every possible solution, but it looks like there is none.
For the record though, so I can put it in my notes, Mr. Bennett, was the simulation a success?
Not for me, no.
Were there breaks in reality?
What?
Were there breaks in reality? You know these questions.
Yes, there were breaks in reality.
Did your subconscious wants and desires override the simulation?
Yes. And okay. No. I can't find a solution to bring everything back the way it was.
That's not the point of this, and you know it, Mr. Bennett.
There has to be a way. There has to be a way to make Kolok safe, to bring Rachel back, to make sure that
and
all my friends are safe.
We're working on it.
How do I know that you really, truly are working on it?
Because that's my job.
Then how come
So I take these reports, I send them to the Traveler, we get new genetic samples, incorporate them with Davina, and you can keep running these little tests of yours.
We can't keep using all these genetic samples.
Then why don't you go to the source? You could just take the baker.
No! I told you. Billy is left alone, as well as Sky, as well as Mickey, as well as my family. You know this. Never, ever get near them.
Okay. Whatever you want.
It is whatever I want.
After You're the all, boss.
I am the CEO. Have you seen my tie?
Whatever you want, Mr. Bennett. We'll ask for some more samples. We'll try some more simulations, and you can keep hanging out with your friends
in a
make-believe world.
No, I understand. There's no way out of it. At some point, I'm either going to have to accept what is here, or there might be confrontation.
Oh, I don't care. What do you want me to do?
There's nothing you can do. There's nothing anyone can do. But there might be a time where I may have to disconnect from my friends.
Oh, you mean more than sitting alone in here for the last couple months and talking to make-believe versions of them?
You know what I mean by disconnect.
Should have shot something. Damn it.
It's real.
I especially am worried about Skyhawk. I mean, I kept multiple times in the simulation to rise her anger, thinking that she would probably shoot something. And she didn't this time. But let's play back that other simulation that we did last week. Can we play that one back?
You would like to play it back?
Yeah, the playback the simulation.
Davina, start simulation 3, 4, 3, 2, 1. And Davina, in simulation, it's only a simulation, it doesn't matter.
You have definitely not met Sky Hawkins. That's a simulation that can easily become a reality.
So you feel that is the closest sample we've had so far?
Yes.
Will you please let me move forward then?
I can't. I can't.
So this is just for you. You see, you have to go to shareholders and you have to report to them on how you're creating this technology and holding it for yourself so you can feel better!
I'm not holding it for myself. I want it to continue, but I'm just saying at some point there was going to be a confrontation.
I don't care.
Well, I do. Can you look at the end of that simulation? Guess where that last bullet went? And guess what happens if I'm gone?
I'd probably take your job.
But you wouldn't have my memories. You continue working on the simulation. You continue working on the technology for the shareholders.
Mr. Bennett.
Davina calls out, yes. Almost from the room itself.
Yes, Davina.
Would you like me to save the last two simulations on file?
Yes, please.
Of course, Mr. Bennett. Is there anything else you need of me?
Not right now, Davina. Thank you.
You're welcome. I've restocked the combos in the outside waiting area.
Oh! Davina?
Yes?
Actually, there is one thing you can do for me.
The Yoo-Hoos are in the fridge.
Ah. Appreciate it. And pizza flavored for the combos?
Of course.
Of course.
You programmed me to do this after all.
Davina, not for right now, but for later, could you load up the videotape of the graduation? The actual graduation?
I don't know why you keep watching it. You're not there.
I wish I was. You know, that is very unprofessional.
Whatever, I'm leaving. Fuck you. Miss Wu exits the room, leaving Marcus Bennett alone in his high tower that he spent the last 3 months in, building Synchronity into who knows what. I guess to find out, you'll have to tune in when next season begins. In just a couple weeks.
Thank you for listening to Kolok 1991. I cannot thank you enough for choosing to spend your valuable time in this Chop Shop Pontiac Trans Am limousine with us. Let us know you enjoy the show on social media with hashtag Kolok1991. That's K-O-L-L-O-K 1991. Until next time, passengers.